This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey.
Hey, that's it. That's it, Nick. All right. Way to go, Nick.
We got a good producer today.
Yeah. No, finally. Somebody in there that knows what the hell they're doing.
One of my kids today told me, Dell.
I thought
Dell
this was an off-the-air
jacked.
Conversation.
I know, but he just said Dell is jacked. Like, I saw a picture of him. He lifts weights. I'm like, I don't think Dell lifts weights.
Is there anyone more unathletic than Dell?
Yes, no. There are plenty of people.
No.
I just don't think Dell cares enough to lift. Like, you got to go put in an effort to go lift. Do you lift, Dell?
No, this is natural.
That's natural. I think your kid needs glasses.
He's actually got glasses.
Oh, see? He
no,
needs to use them.
But, John... assertion that I'm unathletic is incorrect because Raheel already will tell you I was not only stopping Olympians in goal, I was stopping Colombian World Cup players in goal as well.
However, you did let me finish? You did have a foot race with somebody who was at
Brandon, and that was like over a decade ago, and I beat him two out of three times.
I thought Brandon beat you.
I beat him two out of three times. We raced three times. I beat him twice.
We only saw the first one.
No. How could you only see the first one when clearly I ran three times and people were up there watching?
Did you see the other ones?
All I saw was the one he got beat.
Remember when Brandon came in talking to us, let's go race downstairs right now?
I was like, wow. I don't want to race. Yeah. I was wearing slip-ons. I didn't want to race. Why would I want to race?
We made Dell race in a parking lot.
Yeah, in some slip-ons.
I thought you had on Nikes.
I did not have on Nikes.
I thought you had on some of those Zions.
No.
They split in half.
No, it wasn't that.
Hey, what do you guys, think? So apparently there's going to be a huge bidding war between Nike and Adidas for Zion Williamson. And one of the interns, the one who brings us the stuff from the cupcake place, from I don't want to screw it up, but I think it's Crave.
You don't want to screw the name of the cupcake place up or the name of the intern who brings you food?
The intern's name is John.
No, it's not.
I know. I can't remember.
He was in yesterday.
Well, yeah, he was.
I'm waiting for you guys to figure out his name.
Actually, because Wendy did a
story. His name is Ryan.
That's incorrect.
And he's wearing Timberlands.
He was in yesterday.
That's correct. Gyms? But his name wasn't Ryan.
He said Channel 13 did a story on him, and he asked that he wants to intern at Channel 13 now.
Did
because
a story
they pay
on him?
No, because he works where he works. I guess he was in the store. He wasn't.
It wasn't about
him. It wasn't about him.
Okay. The intern
it was about the food.
Yeah,
yeah.
Much like Lance is about the food and not the intern. The intern is currently working the show right now. And you said
is he?
Yes. You said Ryan.
Brian.
Wrong.
Ryan.
Wrong.
Rob.
He's brought you food and coffee and other things.
I watch a bunch of prospects. I can't remember anyone's
name. He's the coffee bringer.
And what's his name?
And you didn't know.
I call him coffee bringer.
See? This people. When I have the discussion.
His Native American name.
Stop.
Pale who brings coffee?
Stop.
When I tell you people that these guys aren't one of you, this is what I'm talking about. This kid brings food and coffee consistently.
I've never had any of his food.
But you walk by him every day and go, hey, man, what's up?
I like him. He's a nice kid.
What's his name?
Nice young man.
What's his name?
Rich?
I like to call him.
Gary.
No.
Kevin. I like to call him Starbucks.
It's Kevin.
It's not Starbucks. It's Crave. What's his name?
Crave?
Cupcake? Guy. Yeah. No, it's Jackson.
Cupcakes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. How?
That makes sense. Well, so anyway.
I call him Cupcake.
We were talking.
I don't think he would like that name.
No, it's not a great nickname. So we were talking, he kind of was joking, like, watch Puma come out of nowhere and make the biggest offer. And I think he was joking around, but the more I started thinking about it, you know, Zion Williamson, I think there is a chance that he could. We know that Michael started it, right, with Nike, and then LeBron, I guess, had a bigger offer either. I don't know if it was Adidas. He had a bigger offer, and he passed the bigger offer to go to Nike. Zion may decide to be his own guy and go to Adidas instead of Nike, and which would be a huge boon for Adidas, except for the fact that it's going to cost him a ton of money. And I've heard from people over at Adidas, basketball shoes just don't sell. Like, it's a brand. But they don't really make their money back on basketball. It's brand recognition, brand cool, brand cachet. But the basketball shoes, that you don't sell as much. You just try to get into high schools and colleges and whatnot. What if a company came to Zion and said, let's just say Puma, whatever.
Let's say Big Baller.
They don't exist.
Puma's not a bad one because they're trying to get into it. They have Boogie Cousins. They got
right.
Marvin Bagley.
So they what if they said?
They had DeAndre Ayton as well.
Is that a sales?
They've already got DeAndre Ayton.
No, but is that a sales pitch to say, hey, we've already got our foot in the game. We got our foot wet in the game. Zion, we want you to be our Michael Jordan. We want you to be the guy that changes the shoe game forever, where Jordan changed it and put it on a different trajectory when Converse was kind of the shoe back then. We want you to put your mark on all of basketball and all of history with this. I think that'd be an interesting sales pitch to Zion Williamson.
Sure it would.
Now, it has to be accompanied by a crap load of money.
Well, that's what Michael Jordan did years ago with Nike.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you this. Is there a chance that Zion is DeAndre Ayton? Is he going to be closer to DeAndre Ayton, or is he going to be closer to LeBron?
What do you mean by DeAndre Ayton?
I mean, good, okay.
Was anyone excited about DeAndre?
Yes, they were. Phoenix was very excited about getting DeAndre Ayton.
Well, I think he's closer to LeBron. You want to know the truth? I don't think he's closer to DeAndre Ayton. I think Zion Williamson is a special, special player, and anybody who goes light on their expectations for him is going to look like a fool quickly. I think he is going to come into the league and be an immediate major factor.
Is he going to be better than Blake Griffin?
Yeah, I think so.
You do? Blake Griffin was a perennial all-star.
A lot of
now.
Respect for Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin's been a good ball player, and maybe some of the personality conflicts and with the Clippers, you know, maybe I'm letting that get into my head a little bit. But, I think he'll be better than Blake Griffin.
How many times? Seven-time all-star Blake Griffin?
Yeah, I think we're talking about a Hall of Famer in Zion Williamson. Blake maybe. There's been some pretty good players who didn't make the Hall of Fame in the NBA. But I think we're talking about a special talent. No point did anyone ever say Blake Griffin special. He's a really good basketball player.
Six-time All-Star, three-time All-NBA second team. That's a guy who has the first overall pick in terms of the last decade paid off.
Yeah. Not first team All-Pro probably at any point in his career when it's all said and done.
No, because
the forwards are the elite players.
The forwards in this league right now, well, at least particularly when he started and even now, are ridiculous because there's always Durant and LeBron.
I think Zion will be one of those ridiculous players. So, yes, I think better than – oh, absolutely.
Do you have
any doubt?
I do a little bit. I want to see how – because Blake Griffin was a – more skilled basketball player coming in.
The body type is the only thing that concerns me a little bit.
I don't know. Zion's got some nice moves, but here's the thing: is I think 6'8" is and you know what?
Like LeBron?
He out athletics everybody in college. I don't know that that's going to be the case in the pros.
But how is this different than LeBron?
He's
6'8".
Well, LeBron played
bigger.
A different position. LeBron played. I mean, he's
LeBron's Zion's a point forward. Is Zion going to become a point forward?
Well, no. I think Zion.
No, he's
a three,
more of a
though.
He's a post guy, more of a.
Well,
guy.
He better develop a perimeter game if he's going to be a three.
Well, he shoots a little better than I thought he did.
Yeah, LeBron didn't have a perimeter game.
Yeah, that's what you have to develop it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's natural. That happens as long as he's. Look, the only question I have about him is his basketball, is his work ethic and basketball character good? Because if the answer is yes, then he'll keep his weight.
Yes.
Then he'll keep his weight down. He'll keep his weight in check, and he'll develop as a player, which means he'll turn into a shooter. I wish I could dress like people on ESPN.
You're not a former player. You can't.
Only the former players get to wear.
Yes,
hoodies.
And Mike Greenberg can do it. Shoes with a suit and no tie. But you got to be a former player to get away with what.
I have to flex on people now.
No.
Now I end up every show just having to flex.
With your Cowboys hat on?
And no,
your
not
glasses
that.
And Cowboys
not
hat?
That.
Yeah.
Have we? You talk about
that's
Zion's,
how you flex on people.
Zion's ability. Have we seen him make off the dribble jumpers? Because that's a thing as a three. He's going to have to
he's
find.
He's an off the dribble finisher, but not really.
Yeah,
jumpers.
Because but he's a catch and he's was well,
he's
catch
a,
and shoot.
He's a catch and shoot, and we're going to give you all the space in the world because we don't believe you can make him.
Hey,
let me just tell my wife
real quick. Stop listening to the issue. Said, who is this Zion person? Don't listen then. Don't listen to the show if you don't know who Zion Williamson is. Ask your daughter.
Bonnie
probably knows.
You're the only person.
Everybody in my
in
family
America.
Knows who Zion Williamson is.
You're the only person in America that doesn't
my
know
kids,
who Zion Williamson
my kids
is, Nicole.
My kids have had long discussions when he was in high school about if he was the greatest dunker of all time.
And there's a chance he is.
Because, Jay Morant might end up being. John Morant may end up
It always
up being
looks better coming
dunker.
From a smaller guard than it does a big
it does.
Guy.
It
know.
Does.
Zion is.
Dude, John Morant is.
Yeah,
that's like watching Dominique all over
We're talking about Zion
again.
In high school. Ja just came on and jumping over people's heads.
Yeah, he couldn't dunk in high school. Ja Morant couldn't.
No, he could, but he didn't do. He wasn't spectacular like this.
You don't think?
No.
You just never saw videos of him.
Because that's because he wasn't spectacular.
Because he wasn't a freak at 6'8", 280, but he was.
No way just, that Ja Morant was.
He was a normal sized human being.
He
that's
was
why.
Absolutely a spectacular dunker in high school, and I've never seen it.
Okay,
I know he
let's
was.
Go find the video.
All right,
because if
on.
He was, you know what there'd be. Ja Morant high school
Why?
Dunk video.
You didn't no, but know he about went, him before this
no,
year.
No, because
Nobody
he
did.
Went to Murray State.
Nobody
he wasn't
knew
a big prospect.
Ja Morant
he wasn't.
Was.
He wasn't a big prospect.
So no one would know if he was a great dunker
you know
or not.
Why? Because he was 150 pounds. That's why no one knew about him. He was a
You're proving ball. My point. You're both proving my point. He wasn't a big prospect. He went to Murray State.
All right.
He wasn't even that
well,
good as a freshman.
I don't,
high school dunk.
I'm going to side. We might have to side with John because the internet will prove all.
Yes.
There's a headline, and part of the story says, as recently as 3 years ago, Morant could barely dunk.
This can't be true.
That's what I'm looking
Thank
at,
you.
USA Today.
Good night.
Hold on.
Nurse.
That's not good. Well, because somebody said it on the internet.
Well, USA Today said it. They did a story about it.
That's not credentialed. No.
Greatest dunker of all time. We didn't say greatest high school dunker of all time. Let me show you some of his dunks this year. Would you like to see him?
I'm talking about.
We're talking about the greatest dunkers of all time is what we said.
He just came up and start doing
Morant
this.
Said, my 11th grade summer going to my senior year is when I started dunking consistently. But before then, I probably get one dunk out of 25 tries.
Oh, there's the greatest dunker of all time.
11
out of 25. While Zion Bin had been doing this.
You know
Look
the
at
deal.
Him now. Who you like better now?
I like Men's T Clinic. That's what I like. You know what he needs? You know what Ja Morant needs?
No, he doesn't.
Some testosterone.
He's fine now. He doesn't need it now.
Yeah,
high.
That's what he needs.
I'd say it's pretty damn good. I'd say it's pretty damn good based on the way he's thumping on your boy.
Give Ja the number.
All right. I don't have a number for you. I can just tell you the website, MensTClinic.com. So at Men's T Clinic, what you do is I'm going to go in literally right after the show. I was supposed to be in yesterday. And I'm going to go on right after the show. They make it to your schedule. They try to keep you on a weekly basis. They can do it once every 2 weeks if need be, but they try to keep it on a weekly schedule so you keep your levels up high and you stay with your energy level stays the same and your ability to process your cognitive processing, your metabolism. One of the great advantages is that metabolism kicks back in. And if that's something that's become a problem for you, where you used to be at a certain body type, and then you slowly started to see your lean muscle mass deteriorate, and you've started to see, more belly fat where there used to be none. That's an issue with metabolism, and a lot of you think, well, that's just with age. Well, yeah, it can be with age, but it can also be with lower testosterone. If you get your testosterone levels back to where they should be, what you're going to find is that metabolism kicks back up, and you start to feel better. You start to feel healthier. You have more energy. Your workouts, if you are working out, you start to see a lot more benefit much more quickly. That's just a true story, and that's something you can do research on that if you choose to. That's a big, big advantage for a lot of people. Other people love the fact that that it really spikes energy level. For some people, it's about libido. It can be about a lot of different things for a lot of different people. I just know that Men's T Clinic gets you back to being the real you. Live your best life with Men's T Clinic. Let them take a look at where your testosterone levels are and let them get you back to where you should be if you're not where you should be. MensTClinic.com, 4 locations in Houston, MensTClinic.com.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live from Prime Social. This month, they'll be giving away $10,000 to tournament players as well, on top of the big tournament that they're going to have May 1st.
I got to try to secure the bag.
Tournament players will accumulate points all month long. Starts at noon every day. Tournament players, except on Sunday, 2 o'clock. And you accumulate points, and at the end of the month, they pay off, I think, 4,000 for first place. How's that going to be?
If you have
the most points,
it's going to be good.
You get a point for being here on time at noon, and then you get points if you finish in the final table.
May 1st through 5th, I'm just looking at this payday. I'm looking at the $150,000 guaranteed prize pool.
Well, that's a $150,000 guaranteed. It's going to be more than that.
$580,000 buy-in. No rebuys, right? It's got to be a freeze-out.
Well, you can re-enter if you want, but it costs you $580,000 again.
Yeah, so it's going to be May 1st through 5th, day one. Is your entry, you have to be in at the beginning of the tournament, though, right? I mean.
You what?
You can't re-enter. You can't win.
Same day you can. If you get knocked out, you can go. Yeah.
But you got to be in. You can't just enter in down the road when other people are getting eliminated.
Yes, you can.
You can be a late entry?
Yeah. For like a couple hours into the tournament, you can.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure there will be a cutoff. But
yeah, yeah.
So it's a 5-day, so you got to have time available, and it's at noon except on that Sunday at 11. I'm getting in. If I'm doing well, I'm just going to have to tell my wife, listen, I just won't see you today.
No, right.
Because I'm trying to make the family money.
Hey, you want 80? Would you like a little $80,000 raise?
Yeah.
$90,000?
But I don't want to put expectations there, though. Because then she'll say, yeah, the $80,000. I'll be like, oh.
You don't tell her how much you won.
I was bluffing.
Isn't that the dumb thing to do, to tell your wife how much you've won?
No, don't tell her how much you could win when what you could win is first place, because you're probably not going to win that either.
I mean, you don't want to tell her that you lost if you did win, because you want to be able to come back. But you say, I had an okay day. And you pocket the rest.
Steve says, I'm not a big fan of losing all my money. If you want to know the truth, so I'll probably skip the poker. Can you go to Prime and just hang out? Yes. You got to join. It's $10 to be a member here, but you can come as often as you like after that. And just sit at the bar and drink and eat and watch games.
Watch games, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a social club.
It is a social club.
Where you play poker.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Like if you're in a golf, and if you're in a country club, you don't have to play golf. You become a social member.
I mean, we're not talking about it, but they offer massages as well.
They do.
And not the Robert Kraft kind.
No. It's by the minute, and they're right there at the table.
If you win a pot, that's a happy ending.
Where you're playing. Will you stop?
No, it's a happy ending if you win the pot.
Everybody uncomfortable.
So what? How do we do the Kraft thing? Like at the end of something, does a woman go, you got Kraft? How does it work? like if you're with your wife or your girlfriend – and something goes down, but she doesn't really want to do it all, so she just gives you
something.
And does she say, you got Kraft at the end?
But that has nothing to do with Kraft beer, right?
No.
Okay. It has to do with cheese. Maybe something about cheese.
Cheese? No, I don't want cheese being involved.
Yeah.
He's not the cheese guy. What
Kraft
is he?
Cheese slices.
No, but that's not who he is. His money came from something else. I think you should just say, you got Kraft. At the end of
that's
it.
That's one way to do
he's
it.
He's Gillette guy? No, what is he?
No, Robert Kraft, first of all, I think it was like his wife's dad, his first wife's dad, who was the one who was a businessman. He got involved and maybe took it to another level. But it's not cheese. He's not the cheese guy.
He's not? Who's the cheese guy?
Another guy named Kraft, but it isn't
Do you
him.
Think he goes and goes to go rub and tug?
Oh, hey. I thought we were calling them R&Ts.
Hey. I don't know what we can call them, but I don't think every guy named Kraft goes and gets one of those.
It's Gillette Stadium. He's a Gillette guy.
I'm telling you, he's not the cheese guy. People keep making that reference. He didn't make his money in fake cheese.
He's the Gillette guy. He's a cheese to Gillette. That's why it's Gillette Stadium. That's where he made his money. Maybe it wasn't his business career.
He's made his money in paper,
including Avon, Kodak, Cosmetics, blah 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 blah. He's not the Gillette guy.
No, they just sponsored the stadium. He's not the cheese guy. He's not the Gillette guy. He made his money in paper.
Dunder Mifflin.
He is Michael Scott's boss.
Yep, he was the guy.
You gotta be kidding me.
It was look. He started his career. Working for his father-in-law. His father-in-law got him, brought him into the business, and that's where he's got his start.
Oh, well, boring.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he's going to get rubbing. Got to
find success.
Life is so boring.
Got to find excitement someplace.
I guess. Wow.
Ooh, someone brings up a point, not Dan Holden. Are we going to have Zion Gate like we have Kyler Gate? What if Zion's only 6'6"?
Ooh.
Doesn't matter. It's like watching Charles Barkley all over again. He's got some of those Barkley elements. And, you know, we never talk about Barkley. When Barkley came out, dude, Barkley was an explosive leaper. He was a coast-to-coast player. He'd snatch it off the board and go. Like, there's actually a lot of young Charles at Auburn, or at the 76ers, really, And
yeah, I think everybody remembers older Charles, just a post player fat.
Young Charles is very similar to Zion Williamson. Yeah. They're both big, and you know Zion. We're a little desensitized to this ridiculous size. Do you understand Zion right now is bigger than any NBA center in the history of the game relative to the all-time greats? Like Zion is 280. Other than Yao Ming
and Shaq,
and other than Shaq, but even Shaq coming in, I don't know if Shaq was. When Shaq came in, he was probably this. I mean, Shaq was freaky big, too. But this is – Zion is in rare air from a body type standpoint. Who has ever looked like him? Charles Barkley. And then you got to go to a little sloppier players like Tractor. But Tractor Trailer, Robert Trailer didn't look – he wasn't sloppy and fat whenever
Shaq
he came out.
Shaq was 7'1", 294 pounds at LSU.
Okay, yeah, because Zion is 280, I guess.
Yeah,
Trailer.
Wilt
was
probably that big, and
but no, they, I think
but they, have, was, they were a lot taller than he is.
Yeah,
a lot
taller. He's a lot more compact.
But I'm with you. I think he's going to be great. I really do.
Yeah.
What I'm worried about is our Astros. Are they going to be great?
Home opener tonight.
Home opener tonight against the A's, facing Montas, and throwing McHugh. What's surprising to me is that, you know, 3, 4, 5 have been good. The bullpen has been okay. The bullpen has been serviceable, just fine. It's that the things that you didn't worry about before the season started, Verlander, Cole, and the offense. And what's been problematic the first week of the season?
Not Cole. He has been an ace.
Well, he gave up one earned run his first outing, but he didn't look like the ace in the other night in Texas. And Verlander certainly didn't look like it on Monday night.
Well, you have
Tuesday
night. Well, if Verlander and Cole don't play well, you're not even a playoff team.
No.
Well, even with a great hitting, somebody comes up.
Well, here's
three,
the thing, though. You got to start being the
okay,
offense.
Okay, so
you
Garrett
are.
Cole is 12-8. Can you win? Can you?
No,
get
but
the
you got. Like I said, you got to start winning games 8-5 and 8-6.
I didn't think. But Cole wasn't – to me, see, you've got higher expectations for Cole. I thought Cole looked like who he is in the last game. He gave up, what, 3 runs? I mean, had a bunch of strikeouts. He had
really?
Good strikeout numbers. I thought Cole was actually throwing pretty – he was humping up there pretty good. He had pretty good stuff. He had the one inning in the fourth where he got in some trouble. But I didn't think he was terrible in the last outing. This is who Cole is.
Really?
Well, I mean, he's better. There's better versions of it. But I think he throws hard, he strikes people out, and he'll have some good games and some average games. I thought that was an average game. I think he's better than that, but I didn't think he threw the ball poorly. I thought he pitched okay the other day.
The guy who had a 2.88 with 276 strikeouts that was 15-5 last year, you just think he's okay?
Yeah, I don't think he's a number one. I've told you.
Oh, I do.
I don't think he's a number one.
Oh, man.
And so far, we'll see how it works out this year.
200 innings, 276 strikeouts, right, a 2.88 earned run average.
I think he's a number one on a lot of teams. He's not a number one on this team. And I don't think he's a guy you pay early and give him as much money as you possibly can.
I think in the next 2-3 years, he'll be a number one
on
a really, really good team.
Yeah, pay him then. That's great. I agree with you. Well, I don't know if I agree with you. I think he's definitely got a chance. He's got good stuff. He's got the physical makeup and he's got the stuff. So, yeah, I do like that. But, I once again, I didn't think he was terrible. You know what's funny? Ron Culpa?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron Culpa. So, this site put together all of the Ron Culpas from the game against the Astros. The stepping in front of the plate. The chit-chatty with Cole when Cole was walking off the field. The
Stassi.
Getting into the dugouts, the Stassi, they did everything. When you see it all together and you realize that that's within like 3 innings that all that stuff happened, it really is pretty damning for Culpa in terms of he is going
to
face. I think there is going
to be
some issues.
Sanctioned by the league.
Yeah, I think, you know, yesterday I thought sanctioned sound a little hard, but when you really look at everything and how often he was the perpetrator of the antagonism, that's the one thing baseball's been pretty good. Nah, I shouldn't say that. Baseball still is probably the worst of all the sports with antagonistic umpiring.
Yeah.
They're probably still the worst.
I don't know. The NBA
basketball can get a little bit like that.
The NBA is pretty good.
Yeah, basketball can get a little. But a lot of those guys are not there anymore. The ones, the world-famous ones like Joey Crawford, they're not, you know, they're not in the mix anymore.
Scott Foster?
Yeah, Foster's an issue.
Yeah.
Angel Hernandez, how's he?
Well, but here's the deal is the umpire, the MLBUA, the Umpires Association, ain't nearly as strong as it used to be.
No.
And so
they cut their own nuts off.
Yeah, well, they
years
did.
Ago.
Yeah.
By the we're going to strike in baseball. No, it was great.
Yeah, we're actually going to quit and then and so we won't be
they
a union anymore.
Yeah.
And so you can't so there no is no collective bargaining. Okay, you quit? Good. Now you're out. You're out. You're out. You suck out. He is probably going to be because if you do look at that, it was
is it the Incredibles?
Yeah, the Incredibles.
I mean,
he's
just that kid.
He's the evil kid on the Incredibles. There's no question.
Hey, Dell's got some breaking news for us when we come back. You'll tell us about mattresses, but we got there may be some rebranding for one of our local teams.
All right. That'll be
you told me there may be some rebranding.
That'll come your way next, right here live from Prime Social. What I need you to do this month, all pocketed coil mattresses on sale. They start at just $349. If they're $349 at Texas Mattress Makers, that means they're $700 elsewhere. Check out the London or the Amsterdam. That's used by professional athletes, weekend warriors, and my guests. That's right, my guests. If you go online, you see the entire collection of type of beds by lifestyle and body style. TexasMattressMakers.com. You don't settle for cheap secondhand, a cheap bed where you can visit the experts at Texas Mattress Makers. You'll talk to Lax or you'll talk to Yuval. Get quality handcrafted beds at factory prices. It beds start as low as $199. That's how low you can go. Springtime cleaning underway. Throw out that old bed. Quality handcrafted beds that will last you at least 20 years. Texas Mattress Makers warranty is good for 20 years, not 5, not 7, not 8, 20 years. 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, 4619 Navigation Corner of Lockwood. The best sleep at the best price, and it's guaranteed for 20 years at Texas Mattress Makers.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Reginald Palmer sent a tweet that says he basically tried to give us a heads up to give me a heads up because Mary Elizabeth Winstead is
one of your favorites.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites, and I might be one of her favorites if she
it seems like a stretch.
If she's into the draft, it's possible. I don't know if there's draft groupies. There are, but they're typically not women. David Fincher, the executive producer of this show Love, Death, and Robots. And he said, yeah, just as a follow-up, your girls in the show, the last one has that home wrecker, Mary Elizabeth Winstead. If you know anything about her, she's so beautiful and charming that, and I think on an unrelated note.
Even Obi-Wan Kenobi couldn't resist her.
Right.
He left his
they did a show on Fargo. They were two co-stars, and he left his longtime wife. And just so happens, the woman he wound up with was his co-star.
Huh. Yeah, it's probably not anything.
That's why I'm never letting my wife in.
And then somebody named Mary Elizabeth Winstead's Defense Force texted or tweeted at Reginald, "You're a complete nutter, prick."
Prick?
Yeah. And then someone else who said Mewin's Avengers said, "Just another misogynist incel." What is an incel? That's a new little
I don't know
fancy
what that means.
Term. I don't know what it means either. But apparently she's got. Who searched for her name
Yeah, she just the whoever's handling that Twitter account.
Can you tweet something, Dell, and see what
they
search it?
No, I'm not looking for that. Incels, according to great Wikipedia, are members of an online subculture who define themselves as unable to find a romantic or sexual partner despite desiring one, a state they describe as inceldom. Self-identified incels are largely white and are most exclusively male heterosexuals. That's what an incel is. Incels are generally –
Why whitey can't find no sex?
Well, that's according to them. Apparently, incels are all about resentment, misanthropy, self-pity, self-loathing, misogyny, and racism. A sense of entitlement to sex.
No, that sounds like somebody created –
They created a
term.
It
sounds like they're not self – that sounds like it's not self-identified or
no,
a self-created.
No. Someone created a term for, I guess, predominantly white males who are pretty much are a-holes, apparently.
That's all that
is. That's what it is.
So this is somebody who broke up a marriage. They're defending her against other people.
Yes.
Oh.
Defense force.
Oh, okay.
And you don't know that she broke up the marriage. Maybe
I don't.
Maybe they're already separated before.
I don't know that she doesn't agree with my draft rankings or my mock. If she thinks my mock draft.
Do you think she has a higher grade on David Sills than you do?
Unlikely.
Hopefully.
Unlikely.
So she doesn't get lit up by West Virginia.
Where is he going? I got to get with West Virginia and Dana and find out. Is he going to the Steelers at 20 to replace Antonio Brown, or where? What part of the first is Will Greer going?
Stop.
No, I've heard Will Greer's the best quarterback. I am wondering. Does Will Greer go ahead of Dwayne Haskins? That's the question right now everyone's asking.
No.
Especially if he
didn't
complete a pass.
Listen, I saw Dana a few weeks ago.
He didn't complete a pass at
Will
the combine.
Will Greer to the Patriots. Will
first
Greer
round?
To the Patriots in the first round.
Nice. I'm looking for it. I'm excited about it.
Because did you see his pro day? Okay, forget about the combine.
He had one of the best pro days of all time.
I heard.
That's what I was told.
I was told that by West Virginia fans, too. I'm like, what about the combine when he didn't complete a pass on air? Like, hey, he had a hamstring.
That's not real football.
Yeah. Pro days are
real
football. You know
where he completed passes? On the football field.
Pro days are real against Big 12 DBs, but whatever. Loads of those guys going early.
Did you see this story?
TCU's got nobody going. Oklahoma, nobody.
Well, Oklahoma's malnourished. You can't expect them to get drafted. Look at the defensive backs. Looks like they haven't eaten or lifted weights.
It was weird watching their DBs and wide receivers are all like 140 pounds this year.
They're too tired to raise their arms.
Well, distended stomachs?
The DBs were wiping flies away from their eyes?
That's what John did to the
well, they couldn't. The DBs were. Will Greer completed passes.
Will Greer completed so many passes because they couldn't see because they were wiping flies away from their eyes.
This is a true story, by the way, on this one. You know who's about to take a big tumble in the draft? It's going to be Dwayne Haskins.
Hey.
Y'all need to get ready for this.
Why?
This is going to be the big story.
He was
so here it is.
And a lot of boards.
Giants don't like him at 6, apparently. They like Daniel Jones at 17. So if he didn't go 6, the Dolphins, by the way,
13.
Your team is 100% not drafting a quarterback. You know why?
Why?
Because you guys are following the Philly model, and we're not allowed to talk about it on the network.
What's the Philly model?
Intentionally tanking games.
That's whatever. What?
I know. You
to
know
get
that.
Carson Wentz?
No.
They traded.
What do you mean?
The Philly
had the second overall pick.
Philly said to trade up to get
Did
Carson
I say
Wentz.
Philly?
Yeah, you said Philly
model. No, I mean the 76ers.
Oh.
The Philadelphia
okay.
model.
Oh, you mean the Astros model?
They didn't intentionally suck. No, they just sucked because Drayton couldn't run a team. You think they were trading away their very best players?
When did they bring
George Springer up? No, but they didn't even have minor leaguers.
They intentionally sucked.
Oh, because they could have been good? When was that?
Well, they could have been better.
They could have won 65 games. They sucked. They didn't have any talent.
Yeah, they. Well,
no, I think once they were
gotten some free agents,
they were bad.
Help,
they were
they
unintentionally. They were unintentionally bad, and then I think they said, "Why are we going to try to win 77 games?"
That's exactly
games?
What they
but,
did.
Yeah. No. I think they did that.
They tanked. They tanked.
The Dolphins approach.
You can slander them if you want.
The Dolphins approach. They're not going to sign big name free agents, but if they really want to tank, then don't sign Ryan Fitzpatrick because he's more than capable of throwing for 40 yards once. You know what they could have done? They could have played David Fails. Have you heard of David Fails?
Yes,
you
I'm
have.
Sorry. You let's see.
But no one else has.
You got rid of your top. You got rid of your top rusher,
who?
Receiver, pass catcher.
Who are the top rushers?
Who was your top? Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake is back.
Well, who was the top rusher then? I thought it was. It's the first time in
maybe
history.
Maybe it was Frank Gore.
Frank Gore was.
He was 36 years old.
It's the second time in history that a team has gotten rid of their top passer, rusher, receiver, and sack man.
Who's the receiver?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't the receiver. It couldn't have been unless they didn't lose anybody receiver-wise.
Jarvis?
Jarvis was gone the year before.
Oh, yeah, Jarvis played last year.
No, what they're doing is, yeah, they're not going to – they're not looking to sign free agents because it hasn't worked for them. So they want to
But my point is Dwayne Haskins is not going there. Do you see the report today that Josh Rosen looks like he might be headed to Washington? So if you take quarterback off there, unless John Elway drafts him at Dwayne Haskins at 11
– Amendola was your leading receiver.
Oh, okay.
So it is. So unless you get him at 11, Dwayne Haskins, he's going to tumble. He's going to fall to somebody that you don't expect. And he could end up – apparently, he could end up falling like as far as into the 20s and could be a Charger, could be a Patriot.
Well, whoever
he's got the same body type as Jacoby Brissett with the same kind of arm, and that's what – Ryan Mallett, same body type, same arm. That's what
– why are you comparing him to Ryan Mallett and Jacoby Brissett?
Big arm, big body, not real mobile guy. Well, Jacoby Brissett actually – had good mobility outside the
you
pocket.
You didn't see that 4th-and-1 bootleg touchdown that he scored against the Texans?
Yeah, no. He can move a little. He wasn't fast, but he can move a little bit. But that's what – for whatever reason, that's what Bill Belichick likes. So Bill Belichick could jump up and say, we're gonna go take a shot with him because he's got 5 picks in the first 3 rounds.
And he could sit for a few years.
But get
too.
Ready because your story – I'm just telling you guys right now, the story of this draft is going to be Dwayne Haskins' fall. That's going to be the big story.
All right. 8:43.
Hold on, but why do the Giants like Daniel Jones? What is it about Daniel Jones?
You want me to tell you why? The Eli thing. He's a David Cutcliffe guy.
Yeah.
He and Eli are close.
Did they see him play?
They see him, and apparently he had a really good pro day. A lot of people thought his pro
Whatever.
Day was good.
Apparently.
I got a second-round grade. I'm not a fan. Yeah. Of
they didn't watch
Jones.
Three well, plus years
all,
of him.
That's all body type. That's all, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
you
no,
mean,
they see – and David Cutcliffe. They see a lot. Yes, Cutcliffe yes. is telling him – this kid's the same as Eli.
I see Ryan Tannehill and Daniel Jones, which isn't a good thing to see.
No, that was my comp on him, is Ryan Tannehill.
That's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. That's why I have
Says
a,
you.
I have a late second.
All right, I want to talk. We got to talk right now, Lance, about this place right here, Prime
okay.
Social. Look, you want to talk about a place that – what other place can stay open for 24 hours from Wednesday afternoon – or from Thursday afternoon until Monday morning? I mean, and there's always action. There's 4 tables going right now. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. If you're looking for a place to play, it's Prime Social, a tournament play. They're, not only are you going to be winning the money in the tournaments, but you got a chance at the big money at the end of the month if you with all the points that you score every time you cash. It is the place to play. It's not even arguable.
It's just a beautiful location too, by the way. When you walk in, you feel so special and pretty when you come inside. It starts when the valet picks you up. They actually have red carpet outside. How strong is that thing? They got the red carpet outside. You walk in, the menu's fantastic. They'll roll
the velvet rope.
Yeah, velvet ropes. That's a true story. They will roll your food. They put it on a table and your drinks, and you can have it right there as you play cards. They want to make it as easy for you as possible. The seats are leather seats or pleather, whatever, and they're extremely comfortable. You have 24-hour security here, TVs all around the building, all around the facility, all around the room so that you get to see all of your sports action when it's on. Yes, you get great games, whether it's cash games or tournament games. They've got you covered at Prime Social. Make sure you come to 7801 Westheimer. That's 7801 Westheimer. And take advantage of some of the best poker you're going to find in the city at Prime Social.
ESPN.
97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at Prime Social. John and Lance along with Dell. Raheel joins us in about 10 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. Steve from Prime Social, star of the Nuts, D's Nuts, right here on ESPN 97.5. Last night it debuted. I thought I was really good. You were average.
Yeah, a little flat, but, I'll step up my game for next
week. I hope so.
For sure.
No, I think you should.
Well, you have about 65 years of experience in this business.
Yeah.
So, and I have about 65 minutes.
Right.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I thought you were...
Yeah.
adequate at best.
Yeah, all right.
But
that, you sound like my wife.
Yeah. Did she really giving you that kind of compliment?
Yeah, she said that I'm average, and that everything in our life is fine.
Oh, that's bad.
Is that a bad one?
That's bad.
I thought that sounded good.
No. Everything fine.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Fine. Yeah, that's. I looked it up. It said it's
that's,
good.
That's this marriage ain't lasting long. So I was telling people, I got some texts from guys like, $150,000 guaranteed. And now, if you think your estimate, we're going to play a tournament here May 1st.
Yes, sir.
Which $150,000 guaranteed. You think the pot could get upwards around 400?
Yeah, three times that amount is my guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm expecting about 800 to 1,000 players.
800 to 1,000 players.
That's what I think.
Not different players, but a lot of people will re-enter.
Right, re-enter, correct.
Right.
Yeah, just entries.
So how much per day? How many guys per day? You got to get through a couple hundred guys?
Yeah, I have about a 15-table block that we set aside for the event. So we
not
going to
be enough.
10 live games. Yeah, but we're going to cycle through them as people, re-enter the two-hour registration or whatever to re-enter. So there'll be people cycling through those 15 tables, and then adding a second flight on Saturday is a possibility.
Yeah, and how long, a couple hours that you can enter a tournament?
Yeah, it's our average standard. I believe it's 2.5 hours. Registration open, correct.
And this is going to be half-hour levels.
Correct.
Half-hour levels.
Yeah, so there's
so the blinds won't go as quickly.
Right, starting stack is 50,000.
Starting stack
is
50,000.
So there's some play. There's some real play going on.
So you lay able to play as opposed flop and shove.
Yeah, if you're buying in for 580, you want to get some money's worth. You want to play.
Yeah.
And then in the end, the cream will rise to the top in this kind of event. This is the event for people that are serious about poker. Obviously you can come in and take a shot. Many, many, many people will. But it's designed for some poker players that want to come in here and play some real poker.
And we'll be getting poker players from all over.
Correct. People coming from California. I've already had people confirm coming from California, Florida, Vegas. Dealers coming from all over the country to help us for this event. Because this is the biggest event ever in Texas. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Correct.
So why do this when you're doing so well? It's not like you guys have to, a lot of places have to brand themselves. You don't really need this.
I mean, John, what do they say? That Coca-Cola spends more money on advertising than anybody in the world? I mean, they're clear and above number one everybody else, but they still go after it. And we got to elevate. We always got to grow. We always got to elevate to make sure that Prime Social stays number one and gets out there.
Yeah, and it is. There's no question. I mean, look at what other place has four tables. There's places in this city that you hear about. They don't have four tables going
at
8 o'clock at night.
Right.
You got them at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I walked into 5 this morning, which was actually 3 down from last week when I walked in.
Right.
Eight when I walked in the other week. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of action.
That's great action. That's great action. Still going on right now. 3 PLO games and a hold'em game going on.
What about the tournament today? If I don't have 580, what can I play?
10,000 guaranteed.
Today?
Today.
How much to get into that one?
It's just $130.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that sounds like something.
$100 rebuys.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Well, I've got a – oh, by the way, I'm going to be at Edwin Watts today. There's a huge sale. Hey, Rich, can you turn that up? That's not loud enough. Rich.
We got to get Rich on. Yeah.
So Edwin Watts is having their huge tent sale. So if you golf, don't you?
Oh yeah, I'm a huge golfer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything about you.
Yeah, I got you.
Huge golfer.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, well, if today's the day or this weekend is the weekend that you go over there and you pick up all the stuff that you need for your golf game, just about everything is on sale. Rich, can you turn the mic up a little bit because we couldn't hear it back here. Everybody on the radio couldn't hear exactly.
Hear that we have a massage therapist available. They all know the whole city. So, you want to get on? Do you want to get on? Richie's going to the game tonight. Huge Knicks fan. Huge Knicks fan.
Oh yeah,
he's got the Knicks socks on. Look at that.
Nice. Yeah. What about Astros? Astros A's. Rich, come on. Are you going Saturday? Nice.
Yeah.
Look, it's good to be a manager here at Prime Social.
Sure.
You go to all the games. He's sitting up front. He's probably on the front row.
Must be nice.
You know what I'm saying?
God bless.
Yeah, God bless. That is a wonderful time.
Welcome to America.
So we're in America, so we can do whatever we want. Did you enjoy the show last night?
I had a good time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to see.
We're going to have a lot of stories being told.
And you when know does what? That air? 7 p.m. on Thursday night?
Yes, Thursday night, 7 p.m.
Right.
It's called The Nuts. Me and Steve, we're gonna have stories from dealers. You know what? That's what we need to do. Record the stories here, bring them to the show, and play them.
Yeah. Everybody wants to hear these late night antics.
That's right. No. And like you said, you had a $20,000 pot. You just walked in. Oh,
yeah. Oh,
a couple guys are in a $20,000 pot here.
Here we go. Let's just chop it. You take 10, I take 10.
Whew.
We go our separate ways. Have a nice day.
Large.
Yeah, must be nice.
That is large. That's awesome. And
once
that's
again,
the kind of stuff.
America.
America.
Right
here on ESPN 97.5. All right, so that's Steve Farshid right here on ESPN 97. You see that? I think that's actually your real name.
That was the first time I think you've ever said that.
Yeah. Steve Farshid, manager here at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer, home of the May 1st $150,000 guaranteed tournament. And, oh, by the way, the tournament's throughout. You got points you gain at the end of the month. Just playing regular tournament play every day at noon, Sundays at 2. All right, 713-780-3776. Take one here, and we'll get to calls. Raheel will join us on the other side live from Prime Social.
ESPN 97.5.